Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Is the gospel of grace risky? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. I'd like to start off today's show by quoting Jonathan Edwards. Jonathan Edwards was an 18th century Christian pastor, a theologian. He's probably known most, I would say, for his sermon called Sinners in the Hand of an Angry God. Many who hear that at first might think that that was a sermon that primarily focused on God's judgment, but really when you go through it, it's actually quite an incredible sermon dealing with God's grace when it comes to us as sinners. Edwards wrote this. He said, "How they dishonor God and the gospel who depend on anything else but mere grace. The gospel is far the most glorious manifestation of God's glory that ever was made to man, and the glory of the gospel is free grace and mere mercy. Now those that will not depend on this free grace, they do what they can to deprive the gospel of this glory, and sully the glory of God therein shining forth. They take away the praise, glory, and honor that is due to God by His free grace and mercy to men, and set up themselves as the objects of it, as if their salvation, at least partly, was owing to what they have done." Now, Eric, could that fit Mormonism?
Yeah. Well, the problem with this whole issue is that Mormonism does use the word grace and uses the word mercy. And if you're talking to a Latter-day Saint or the missionaries at your door, you could talk for a long time and come away thinking possibly they have the same interpretation of what those words mean. Mm-hmm. But when we look closer, as we're going to do a little more here today, I think we're going to see clearly that it's polar opposites when we say the word grace and when the Mormon says the word grace, because there's always something attached to it. And that's the way it is with every world system out there. Every religion out there is asking, what can we do for God? But in Christianity, it's what did God do for us first? His son died on the cross for us.
Now, you make a good point, because when we do talk to Latter-day Saints, they do have a doctrine of grace. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they do not, as you have said, they do not define this the same way that we would. And whenever you start reading articles by Mormon apologists or Mormon professors and things like this, they'll always talk about how they believe in grace, but if you read very carefully or if you listen very carefully to what the leaders are saying on this subject, you will always find that they will throw in this word repentance, and as if we don't believe in repentance. No, we do believe in repentance, a turning of the heart, a turning away from those things that offend God and turning towards the things that we know will give Him honor and glory. But the Mormon Church defines repentance as actually the abandonment of sin. Now, there's various steps in the Mormon view of repentance, but ultimately, when you ask a Mormon, well, what does that really mean? They will say that it is an abandonment of sin. You ask them how many sins, they will say all of them. So we define it differently. But the reason why we want to tackle this subject is because many times when we as Christians share our faith with our Latter-day Saint friends and acquaintances, it's not uncommon for the Mormon to misunderstand what we are trying to say to them when it comes to this incredible doctrine known as the gospel of grace. And they will assume that that somehow is giving a license to sin.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard it on the streets, Eric.
Sure.
I've heard it on the streets. That's usually the cry that we often hear, that when you talk about not having to keep all the commandments in order to achieve God's best, it is automatically assumed by many Latter-day Saints that you are emphasizing this notion that you can just go out and do whatever you want, and who cares? Go out and kill people, and it doesn't matter, and you're still saved.
Well, that's what Dietrich Bonhoeffer called cheap grace, this idea that you can do whatever you want. And unfortunately, for the Mormon, it's not the typical Christian who believes that. Now, there might be a few out there, and if you're a Christian who believes that, oh, now I'm saved, I can go live like hell, that is far from the gospel.
Yes.
I don't know of any church around here that's preaching that, but if that's something that you believe, then you need to get your theology in order.
Exactly. And you mentioned Bonhoeffer, because that's a great segue into what we're going to discuss. I have in front of me a book. It's called The Grace Awakening. It was written by Charles R. Swindoll. Swindoll used to pastor in Southern California.
Fullerton.
At Fullerton. And now he pastors a church in Frisco, Texas. Now, he wrote this book back in, I can't even remember when it was, but I came across it in the mid-2000s. And it was used as a book in a small group that I was a part of. And as I was going through this book, I'd never read it before, but as I went through this book, chapter by chapter, I saw this as an incredible resource for a Latter-day Saint who really wants to understand what grace is all about. And also, it's a great book for a Christian, too, who may have a misunderstanding, as you have mentioned earlier, about what grace is really all about. Now, mind you, this book was not written to Mormons. It wasn't. It was actually a response to legalism within the Christian church. And we would be the first to admit that legalism has always reared its ugly head in Christianity. It opposes the gospel of grace. And what Swindoll is doing with this book is he is responding to that unfortunate belief among some Christians within Christianity. And he's showing what the gospel of grace really is all about in a New Testament concept. And he raises this interesting question in chapter 3. In chapter 3, the heading is, Isn't grace risky? Isn't grace risky? And I want to spend some time on this chapter because he puts out a lot of gems that I think that we as Christians can ultimately share with our LDS friend.
Oh, Latter-day Saint hears that title. I think they're saying, there you go. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That it is too risky because if you give somebody grace when they deserved justice, then they're likely to abuse it.
And we're going to talk about that because that's exactly what Mormons often are thinking. He starts off this chapter by saying that when he was in California, Charles Swindoll is saying this, When I was in California, I received a strongly critical letter from one of my radio listeners. Among several things the lady unloaded on me, she had a bone to pick about my family's picture that appears on the back of the jacket of one of my books. Talk about nitpicking. That's why I don't have a picture of us on any of my books, okay, or me. It says, we are all there, kids, grandkids, and our dog, Sasha, the whole tribe. She said that she didn't like it. That we all looked so Californian. Okay, now I had to read that because he mentions this California aspect later on in the chapter. And so, what does that imply? We lived in California. How would we interpret that, Eric? I mean, we know what that kind of means. It means
casual.
Californians are very casual. They're laid back. They don't take things seriously. And, you know, that probably is true of a lot of the environment down there. So when talking about this grace, taking advantage, being too laid back when it comes to the stringent understanding that some might have about Christianity, when it comes to grace, he asks the question, but isn't it risky? Won't some people take it to an extreme in California or anywhere? Doesn't a minister run the risk that some in his flock may take unfair liberties if he presents the message of grace with the same gusto that I am emphasizing in this book? Couldn't an awakening of grace lead to an abusing of grace? And to that, I think you would say, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Of course grace can be abused. Just about anything can be abused. And believe me, sinful man can find just about any way to get around something. We know that to be a fact.
Well, freedom can be abused, and yet I allow my kids to, as they grow older, to have more and more freedom. And so just because it can be abused doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
Exactly right. And unfortunately, many times, Mormons will see the bad behavior of professing Christians, and to them, that shows a flaw in our concept of grace. So, Christian, think about that the next time you are anticipating or planning to abuse your grace. People are watching you.
Sure they are.
And they're going to judge what you believe by your actions. Remember, sometimes we are the only living example that they have of what Christianity is all about. So if you are abusing grace and setting that bad example, you are not honoring Christ or his gospel. It's as simple as that. In this book, on page 32, at the bottom of the page, Chuck Swindoll is going to introduce a British minister by the name of Martin Lloyd Jones. Martin Lloyd Jones, he explains, was the pastor of the Westminster Chapel. And he was a staunch Calvinist of the Puritan school of thought, he says. He says Dr. Lloyd Jones was a biblicist of the first order. Now, why does he throw in that Calvinist and Puritan school of thought? Normally, you find that a lot of the Calvinist writings, the writers take doctrine very seriously. They don't play fast and loose with Scripture. They want to be precise. And that's the point that Swindoll is making. I don't even know if Swindoll would agree on all the points that Martin Lloyd-Jones will, but at least we see that he has a very firm respect for Jones and what he is about to say or what he's about to quote in this book. We are going to look tomorrow at what Martin Lloyd-Jones says about this grace.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully by going through this very few set of paragraphs that Chuck Swindoll includes in this chapter, Is Grace Risky?, we hope you will get a better understanding of what it is really all about.
If you know a Latter-day Saint who needs to hear these broadcasts, why don't you direct them to our podcast site on mrm.org or have them listen tomorrow?
Yeah, join them as they listen on what we're going to talk about, because this is an important subject. And as you know, we do not believe the Mormons get it right at all when it comes to this subject. And we're going to be explaining that in the next few shows.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Let me ask you this. Are you confidently prepared to share your faith with your Latter-day Saint friend or acquaintance? Do you feel you have an adequate grasp of Mormon doctrine and history? Well, if not, then we encourage you to attend Mormonism Research Ministries' Compassionate Boldness Symposium coming up on Saturday, March 23rd. This four-hour event will take place at Shadow Mountain Church in West Jordan, Utah. MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will focus on such issues such as the Book of Mormon, the Godhead, and salvation. Special emphasis will be made on how to answer LDS proof texts and the questions Mormons may pose. Now again, this event is free and open to the public, so everyone is invited to come. For those who would like to do further research, a book table will also be available. This Compassionate Boldness Symposium will take place starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, March 23rd at Shadow Mountain Church, located just off Old Bingham Highway at 9324 South and 5600 West in West Jordan. As always, we look forward to seeing you there.